Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking your calls 2 days ahead of Redskins camp on the 5-11 prediction for the Redskins of USA Today. 800-636-1067. I don't see it. I think they're better than that. I don't see them making the playoffs, but I think that they are right there in the thick of things. I've got them at about 8-8. Danny sees this as a regression, a bad double-digit loss season. We're wondering where you guys are weighing in as we're 48 hours away from the kickoff of another camp in Richmond. Tom's in Manassas. How are you, pal?
Tom.
Hey, good. What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, strike up the band, man. We're winning 11 this year.
Wow.
For the first time since 91.
You got to make the case for me. I don't see that.
26 years in the making.
Okay. Look, we lost Jackson in the deep ball. I see a lot of jump balls downfield for Pryor and Doxson, so I think we're going to get the long passing game going. And, Grant, like you said earlier, we got those pass rushers between Preston Smith, Junior Gallet, or the new kid Allen to complement Kerrigan. So if one of those can play, we're going to put pressure on the quarterback. It's going to help our secondary. We got some new linebackers that hopefully can fly around and get to the ball. The defense is going to be better. I think Gruden's a better coach. He's going to be able to handle when to call timeouts and calling plays. And I'm the big homer who says, strike it up. Let's go all the way.
You are Homer Simpson, and I like that about you.
I hope you're right, Homer Jack.
You wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey, and I'm a big fan of yours.
I like it.
Thank you. However, here's what I need to say about the pass rush, okay? Because you just painted the picture of best-case scenario, which is Ryan Anderson's good, Junior Gallet's healthy, Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith and Trent Murphy are all doing their jobs, and Jonathan Allen is who we thought he was when he got taken at 17th overall. What if it takes Allen a little while to get up to speed as a rookie? That
often happens. Does for D tackles, by the way.
He fell for a reason. What if the shoulder's a problem? What if McGee and McClain are who they were at their previous stops in Oakland and Dallas, and they're better space eaters than they are pass rushers? What if, on the outside, Preston Smith doesn't improve on last year's pass rushing acumen? Murphy, who got suspended for 4 games, comes back to the pack because maybe either whatever led to him being good last year is why he got suspended, or he's chasing his tail all season because he gets off to a slow start in week 5.
Or just reverts to his previous career norms.
Right.
Instead of exploding for 7 sacks in 7 games, whatever the heck it was to start the year, maybe he's just a normal guy that's not particularly good again.
Ryan Anderson, a little bit undersized, not all that athletic, supposedly. I mean, what if he's just not a great pass rusher and Junior Gallet is hurt again? Then you're back to a situation where on third down, it's Ryan Kerrigan and a crew of guys who can't touch the quarterback. And that's how you have a bad defense. John in San Diego, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Here's
some DC sports talk for a change again. I think that USA Today prediction is stupid. I think Danny sounds like a bruised Redskins fan who expects the bottom to fall out.
I am.
I think you're right on, Grant. I think they look like a 500 team to me, maybe a little bit better. But, you know, you play that what-if game. What if Dak Prescott comes back to the pack a little bit? What if Ezekiel Elliott is suspended for two games? What if Carson Wentz doesn't have any receivers like he didn't have last year? So, I mean, there's all these what-ifs you can play.
Alshon Jeffery says he will, because remember that they went and got one of the best wide receivers
so
in football.
They got him, but it looks like Jordan Matthews now chronic knee situation. Here's where I come
He's
back to.
He's supposed to be ready for the start of the year, though.
That's the idea. But here's what I keep coming back to. It's everything people are saying about personnel and about the division, I do think that's going to happen to Dallas, by the way. I think they regressed an awful lot.
Okay,
as Moore's
so instead of
on their
winning 13 games, they win 10.
Yeah, so I think they'll finish second in the division. Here's where I'm coming from. This is how I see it. Bruce Allen just told everybody, I know better. We know better. That's why I'm scared. And if that doesn't bother you, if you're okay with that, then you could sit there and go on paper
and talk
about it.
Yeah, that's why their front office is worse, and I like overall the direction of the organization less.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't affect how I feel about a September game against Oakland. It just, when the ball's kicked into the air, can you make enough plays or not? It's pretty much what I care about. And I think the culture, while it will be worse in the future than it has been over the last couple seasons, is not going to deteriorate quickly enough to affect this season until the late part of the year, in my opinion. Real quick on the division, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll co-sign that the Cowboys are going to take a step back. They've got enough room to step back to the rest of the pack.
And still win it.
They could run backwards for 5 seconds and still win the division.
Agreed.
The Giants, great offensively with their personnel, added Evan Ingram in the first round at tight end. Way better than Will Tye and Jarrell Adams and anybody else that they've got, that they've drafted in the late rounds over the last few years. So Odell Beckham Jr. and Brandon Marshall and Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram with Eli Manning, they don't have to run it well with Perkins and Vereen and Sean Drawn, the former Redskin, to be a great offense, which they're going to be. Jason Pierre-Paul proved last year he can still play. Damon Snacks Harrison at nose is terrific. Olivier Vernon, who they signed from Miami, was good.
Landon Collins, man.
One of the best defenses in the league. And their secondary, Janoris Jenkins, signed from L.A., Landon Collins, Eli Apple coming into his second season. They are going to be a top three defense in football. You got to play them twice. The Eagles went out. We mentioned Alshon Jeffrey. They also brought in Torrey Smith. So Nelson Aguilar, who at times last year was their number one when it wasn't Matthews if he wasn't healthy, is now basically a backup who may or may not even get targets. Matthews in the slot becomes their three, basically. They still have Peters and Barbara and Kelsey as the anchor of an offensive line with Lane Johnson not suspended all year like he was last year.
LeGarrette Blount, Darren Sproles to their Danelle Pomfrey, kind of a young Darren Sproles, a kid that I really liked out of college. And
two
Ryan
new
Matthews.
Running backs. They're going to cut Ryan Matthews, I think.
You think they probably
during
will?
During training camp. That's the rumor. And that's okay because they're so much better at running back and receiver than they were last year. And that's an okay defense. Cordell, D.C., you're up.
What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I said this the other day when I called in to you all when you were talking about the question of if we feel better after the Kirk Cousins drama. I like when we have low expectations because we usually exceed them. And this year, I think our defense, I'm not expecting us to have a top defense in the league, but I'm definitely expecting an improvement. Anything's an improvement from last year. We were historically bad, and we lost so many games. One thing about the Redskins is we're always in the game. We're always in the game. We just need to capitalize on those 2 to 5 plays throughout the game, especially defensive plays that lose us the game. And I think we will this year. And I want to say last year, our red zone offense was hard.
Yes.
It was hard. But I saw a stat last preseason of Kirk Cousins, and I probably will be wrong about this number, but it was an outrageous number for like 25 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in a red zone going in 2 last year.
He'd actually never thrown a red zone pick before last year. He threw 2 early in the season, 1 in that Pittsburgh game and 1 in the Dallas game, the first 2 weeks of the season in losses when they started 0-2. But I don't think he'd ever thrown a red zone pick before the start of last season.
If memory serves, I think you're right.
Let's go to John in Stafford. And for the record, Cordell, I think you're right about the red zone. That is actually the area where I'm the most confident Washington's going to improve this year.
They just can't be that bad again.
No.
They just can't be, right?
I think if they replayed last year with the same team, they wouldn't have been that bad.
Agreed.
Let alone the fact that they got a lot more size and personnel to help them now. John, go ahead.
Hey, Grand Danny. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
First, I'm excited this season just to see how the different sets of chemistry we got going and building on the defense. We got Josh Norman just got his buddy back from South Carolina, so that's one. We got the two boys from Alabama, Ryan Anderson and Jonathan Allen. They got chemistry and they got a system that they know works. Now, how they're going to use it down there in the skin, I don't know so much. I'm excited to see how Swearinger. Yes. I'm excited to see. He's supposed to be a live wire. I don't know how they're going to plug him in and use him. And then they brought Hall back. I'm interested. But our offense, running back, I'm confident with that. That we got so many different aspects with that.
Perine, I mean, Thompson can catch the football. Kelly's better than Jones was. You still got Jones at the very back of the roster.
They want
as well.
Us to remember that Mack Brown and Keith Marshall are here. They bring them up.
11 o'clock. Robert Griffin's got a workout today, his first of the offseason. Will he have a job when the season starts? And what does Griffin getting a workout mean for the Colin Kaepernick story? We'll get into that coming up in about 18 minutes. Next, Charlie Slows on the Nats. Will they make another deal before the deadline? And what is the latest on Steven Strasburg? He's got our answers on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.